You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for your time to shine with Julie Yeagerwalker. Live from Wings of Souls with Julie.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is your time to shine
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Your Time to Shine, a radio show designed to help you explore your own divine gifts. Good evening. Thank you for joining me this evening, and I hope this night finds you well. And we are coming down to the last little bit of summer. I can't believe that summer is almost gone. But here in the Pacific Northwest, we actually get some of our best weather still in September and almost sometimes into October and to Halloween. So I'm hoping this year, we've had a lot of heat. I'm hoping this year we can turn that down just a little bit after Labor Day weekend and get some really great fall days, which is what I live for. So whatever you are doing, have a fantastic weekend this weekend and enjoy all of it. So my husband and I have been searching for a new house, and it's been a struggle in the market. For any of you in the U.S. who have been looking for a house or who have recently sold and bought, it's just crazy circus out there still. It's a little bit better than what it has been, but it still has been crazy. But the reason I bring this up is it's been very interesting because as we have gone to open houses or we've had our realtor, you know, show us a home, even though it hasn't been right for us, and even though I've been watching the house on the market, it could have been out there for a month, month and a half. As soon as we go look at the house, it goes pending, meaning somebody has made an offer and the seller has accepted the offer anywhere from a day to a week after we have gone through the house. So I've been kind of noticing this, and I actually stopped and had a conversation with Spirit about this because I was like, wow, how odd is this? My husband and I we must be good luck charms for these sellers because as soon as we see them, they go pending immediately. And so I sat and asked Spirit about that. And I got, as we were going through the houses, we were actually clearing them. We were actually bringing in the light and the love and whatever the house was needing in order for it to sell, in order for it to shine its brightest and be open and willing to go to another homeowner, somebody else who was willing and ready to take it on, right? And so I thought this was so interesting. And the reason I find it interesting is because it is just one simple way how we as humans can shine our light, right? You don't have to be a medium or a psychic or, you know, anybody like that, to be able to shine your light bright in order to help others and to make a difference in their world, right? Just being in that space, in that place of being the best that you can be, being the high vibrational person, into, you know, spirit, soul, right, is helping somebody else out. And sometimes you don't even realize it, right? Sometimes you don't even understand how you can be helping somebody until maybe down the road they say, wow, do you remember when you, you know, talked to me about this? Or do you remember when you just sat there and you listened to me? Or we just sat in silence, right? Whatever that is, you can be that person, that soul that somebody is needing to have in their life, the support, the bright light, right? So, you know, take a look at some of the things that you do and see if you're finding some coincidences. Because, and again, I've said, you know, there really are no coincidences. Everything is in divine order and in divine timing. And so look around and see how you have made an impact on somebody's life, or how you have made an impact on the environment. Whatever that is, you leave your mark positively or, you know, negatively. So choose wisely, right? Choose to be on that positive, high vibration level of helping others to, you know, to give, for that balance of that giving and receiving. Because again, the universe is all about balance. It likes balance. It likes the giving and the receiving, the dark and the light, the night and the day, right? So it's all about balance. But you don't truly know how much you touch somebody until either they bring it to your attention, or you stop and you analyze it and you think about what you have done that day. Or maybe it was last week, or maybe it was last month, right? But we all play a part in this. We are all here on this earth, in this human existence, all at the same time to make a difference in the world, even if you don't feel like you do. All it takes sometimes is a smile, a compliment, something so simple that can change the outlook of somebody's day without you having to really work at it or really even understand what that is. But it can change somebody's life in magnificent ways. So, as we are going through looking at houses and we are clearing them and we are making space for somebody new to come in, I'm just in the moment of gratitude and understanding this now. So if we go see more homes this weekend, I know that I can be in gratitude of doing something good for somebody else, to be in that giving mode, right? To help somebody out. So take a look at what you guys, all of you, can do out there, because there is something you can do, no matter how big or how small. It's going to touch the life of somebody. All right. Well, we are going to head over to the phone lines this evening. We have Kathy in Laurel, Maryland. Good evening, Kathy, and welcome to your Time to Shine. Hi.
Thank you.
How are you this evening?
I am very good now.
Oh, good. Perfect. What can we do for you this evening?
So I've had a very rough last couple years, and I am starting new, and I just want to make sure that I'm on the right path, or if I need to do more in something or something like that, because it's been very rough. And the last 2 months, I was able to just change a lot.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens, how you can shift that. And all of a sudden you go, wow, look at that. Look at what I did, or look at what I've accomplished, how far I've come. So that's fantastic that you can be in that awareness, be in that state of being able to see what you've done, because so many of us can't see that. So that's fantastic. So let me see, can we narrow this down a little bit? Because that's a really broad kind of topic, which I'm happy to just bring whatever comes through. But if there's something specific about it, when you talk about a path, you know, that could be, you know, a job, a move, a, you know, a business. So is there something in particular that you're looking for, or just kind of in general?
Probably. Well, my job I love. The move was just done in 2 months ago. This is the very first time that I'm actually on my own. I have an 18-year-old, and we had to move. And this is the first time. I'm 51 years old. And I'm first time on my own, and I'm so scared to start all brand new and everything else. So it was just to be able to push me almost in like the direction that I'm hoping I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And my son seems happy, but it's just, it's like that self-doubt kind of thing.
Right. Right. So what I'm getting, from your angels and your guides is they're all standing there clapping. They're just standing there going, oh yes, she's decided to take the step forward, right? She has taken the big leap. And sometimes that's what it takes. It takes the big leap. And once we actually do it, actually doing what it is we're supposed to be doing doesn't seem quite as scary. It's actually it's more about taking that first step and you go, oh my gosh, this is so scary. But once you get into it, it flows. And what I'm seeing for you right now is that you're just in that point where you have stepped through the threshold of the door, if you will, but it's like the floodgates are opening. I mean, the minute you came on and the minute you started speaking, it was like the excitement, the flow, it was like everything just opened up, and that's what they're showing me. And that's what I'm feeling is that this is just the beginning of this amazing journey that you're about to go through. Yes, you're on your own, but they're saying, don't worry about it. You are such a strong individual that you can stand on your own two feet no matter what, no matter who is beside you or who isn't beside you. You have this covered. And so the hardest part was really just saying yes into moving forward, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. It was a very, I just left a 2-year very abusive, and I had to do it for my son.
Right, right. So they're showing me that, you know, taking that step, you know, being on your own, it's the concept of it is way bigger and way more, what's the word I'm looking for? They keep saying it's not burden. I'll just use the word scary. That's not exactly what I'm looking for, but the words escape me right now. But basically the thought of it is a lot worse than actually doing it and taking that first step and going forward. So you said you've just moved. And so what I'm seeing here is that where you have landed right now, it feels like it's a temporary space, right? It feels like that's not where you're going to end up being. And that's okay. This is a great landing spot for you right now.
Right.
But I see you venturing on to something different. Maybe even a different part of town, or maybe even a different town. Not too far away from where you're at, because it feels like there's really good energy where you are right now. But I see it almost feels like there's more abundance with nature. I see you, you know, going into nature and looking at nature. So I don't know if I can't tell if you're moving somewhere closer. I've just seen tons and tons of trees. And so I don't know if you're moving somewhere closer to nature or if you're just going to be getting more involved in being in nature, because that's like where your solace is, where you feel grounded and rooted and like, okay,
absolutely,
I can do this, right? So they're calling you to be out in nature a lot, because that's what's going to help you get through that part of, oh my gosh, the doubt, did I do the right thing? This is really scary. I don't know what I'm doing, right? By going into nature and grounding, And they're showing me even hugging a tree, right? What that's going to do is that's going to put you back. It's going to center you where you can go, okay, nope. You can drop into your heart. And that's what you need to do also, okay? We get so caught up in our heads, right? It's like I get this little image of a guy in my brain and he's sweeping the floor, right? That's all he's doing is he's sweeping the floor and he's just going and going and going. And it the mind races and it never stops. So if you can get out of your head and drop down into your heart, right? Even if you imagine this little person who's sweeping, getting into an elevator and dropping down from your head all the way down into your heart and the doors opening and all you feel is, okay. That's the space that you need. That's the space that you need to be in. Okay. So when your mind starts going a million miles an hour, this is where you need to go to find that peace, to find that, that sacredness, right? And just be in that place. So
yeah, absolutely.
You've got a lot of support around you. You've got lots of family and friends who are like taking you in, asking what you need, right? So don't be afraid to ask. So don't be afraid to accept and say, yes, I would love to come over for dinner tonight. Wow, that would be great. Or no, you can drop that lasagna at my place on my doorstep. I would graciously take that, right? This is the time right now where you need to be accepting of those offers. And as hard as it might be for you to accept that, this is also going to help ground you and put you in that space of ease and flow, okay? And the more that you can be in that ease and flow, the more that you can bring into you. Does that make sense?
It does. I literally tonight, I just started accepting like the girls' night out again. So that's exactly what it was.
Good.
Yes. I've been hiding for a couple months.
Yes, right. And, you know, and that's okay. You know, don't be hard on yourself that you've been hiding, because what you were doing, you were healing, right? You were taking what you were needing to do and heal your body, you know, taking that time. So now it's like, okay, now I'm ready to venture out, right? So start accepting that and bringing all of these fun things, you know, back into your life again. So that floodgate stays open, that flow, that joy just keeps, you know, coming out more and more. Okay. So have you thought about starting a business? Like, I'm getting that you're a really big healer.
I'm a massage therapist.
Okay. All right. Okay. So are you doing that on your own, like your own business?
I was until a couple years ago. I had to move, and I'm self-employed and working for a friend of mine.
Okay.
And I'm just starting a business of working with animals, massaging animals.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Perfect. So, okay, well, that kind of answers my question, because I'm seeing you mobile, right?
Oh, really? So okay. Yes. It's going to, I just got a phone call for my first call for me to go mobile today.
Yes. Yes. I see you on the road. I see you moving and, you know, going to people's homes or, you know, working on their animals. Right. But I see you mobile. I see you moving around.
Yeah. That's like the perfect job for me. I don't even know how to charge to play with somebody's dog.
I know, that's the best kind, isn't it? So here's the thing.
It would be amazing. It's a dream job.
Yeah. So here's the thing with that. Right. As you are massaging, your hands, okay, your hands are magical. Okay. So it's no surprise that you're a massage therapist. Okay. But I think what's going to be happening is that you're going to start kind of like your own modality, so to speak. Basically, you're going to be healing people through your hands. May not always be massage. Okay. It's like I see you kind of branching out and doing other things, incorporating the massage, right? But I see you branching out and doing other things. Because as you heal others, and like, for instance, with the animals, right? As you heal the animals, they're healing you as well, okay?
Absolutely.
So it is a give and it's a give and a take here, which is beautiful and amazing, right? And it's just about getting your name out there, what you do, the service that you provide, and they will just keep coming because spirit is going to bring you customers. Okay. So as you keep going out there, you know, as you're talking to people, oh, hey, you know, I do animals too. Right. And just have this casual conversation about it because it's going to be coming back. All right.
Awesome. That's exciting. But going back to this,
yeah, it is. It really is. But going back to this, I really see you branching off and doing other things. So like incorporating other things, whether that be, you know, whether that be Reiki or some other kind of like energy work that you're incorporating into your massage. So it's going to start morphing and changing, and you're going to find that maybe your hand placement might be different on a body, or maybe you stop, right? And you're just feeling the energy in the body, right?
Yeah.
So it's going to be shifting. It's going to be shifting for you on this level. So, and it's where you're supposed to be going. Okay.
Good. That makes me happy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like it's what I'm seeing also, that you're reading people's auras, right?
Yes.
Can you read people's auras now? Are you playing?
I feel like I can. I feel like the energy they come in is the way that the massage will be. And if somebody comes in and they're bubbly and happy, and the massage is amazing, like I can just fix them from head to toe, make them feel like butter. But then if they come in with a nasty attitude and you can feel it, it's just one of the worst massages I'll ever do. And I feel bad about it, but there's nothing I can do.
Right. So with that, right, as you read somebody, as they come in, reading their aura, reading their energy, whatever that looks like for you, right, this is the opportunity. They're coming to you to shift that and to change that. And you have the ability to do that. So this is not.
And I've seen it happen a couple times where this one guy came in and did not even want to be there, but then came back with his wife next following week.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Because you can shift the energy in the body, right? I see you. It's like you see or perceive the energy in the body. And what you do is you start moving it. Like you literally see it starting from the top of their head and like working their way down to their feet and then coming back up. And as you do this a couple times, the energy flows and moves faster and faster and faster. Your mind is very, very powerful. Okay. You can see things very clearly. And so use that to trace the energy within the body and find out what the body is really needing and asking for, because that is where you're going to hit your little nuggets. Okay.
Okay.
That's where you're going to get those hits of like, oh, I need to move my hands more here, you know, and it needs to do something different, and just let it roll, let it go. Because what will happen is that you will start getting more of those clients who are looking to get more than just massage. And they may not even know why, but they just know they need something, right?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
So, you know, just start playing in that energy with the body, because you know this. You have this dialed in, and you know it very well. Yeah. So it's a matter of getting in that uncomfortable position of, let's try something a little bit different, right? Because everybody comes and they're like, yeah, I want a massage, right? Well, what does that really look like? Because it looks different to everybody, right?
Right.
So, you know, feel into that person as far as like, oh, could they handle having something a little bit different today? And if the answer is yes, then go for it, right? And then just start with those people who you know and feel can handle that shift and that change, because you're going to shift them in ways that they can't even imagine right now.
Okay. I can definitely do that.
So I'm going to bring this up because it keeps coming up. I keep hearing the word Reiki. You might even look at doing some Reiki, okay? If you don't know a lot about it, you might check into it and see if it resonates with you, because the word just keeps coming up for me.
It's one of my continued education classes that I'm getting ready to take.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But again, you know, that's all about the energy in the body, right? Working with the chakras,
right.
Working with the energy in the body. So, yeah, that's where I see, you know, I see you working a lot with the chakras and moving the energy, moving blockages is what they're showing me. So, you know, finding out what your technique is, and don't get boxed in to one type of energy work. Make it your own. It can be a combination of many different types of modalities. Okay.
Okay.
So, Kathy, we're coming down to the last few seconds of our show. It has been an absolute pleasure to bring through these messages to you, and I hope that you found them helpful.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time. This has been great.
You are so welcome, and best of luck on your adventures. It sounds very exciting.
Thank you so much.
Have a great night. All right, that does it for me. You can reach me over on my Facebook pages at Julie Yeager Walker Medium, or Your Time to Shine, or Wings of Souls with Julie.com. Would love to give you your own personal reading or a group reading, or hey, maybe even a house clearing. Reach out to me, and I will see you guys again next week.